Hundreds of thousands of federal employees returned to work on Monday after the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. Most hadn't worked in 35 days. If they did, they weren't paid. But a handful not only kept working, they were paid, too. Their job was to process oil and gas drilling permits. Stephen Hall was on call during the shutdown, but not getting a paycheck.
There are people who have always been required to work during shutdowns, work or be on call.
Hall is the communications manager for the Bureau of Land Management in Colorado. Other BLM employees, like firefighters and rangers, worked their regular jobs without pay.
For the most part, law enforcement would fall under the normal shutdown process where they are required to work and they are not guaranteed compensation.
This isn't Hall's first shutdown. He's worked for the BLM for over a decade. One thing different about this one was the cadre of BLM employees who were allowed to keep working in order to process oil and gas applications. They were paid with carryover funds, basically surpluses from prior years. In Colorado, Hall says,
50 applications for permit to drill were approved during the course of the shutdown.
Meanwhile, in western Colorado, the canyon of the Ancients National Monument was closed, the BLM wasn't answering phones, the public couldn't apply for things like firewood permits. Still, at the White River Field Office in Meeker and at BLM offices around the country, employees processed applications for permits to drill. Mark Squillaci is a law professor at CU Boulder. He works on public lands issues and has also worked for the BLM. He says the employees who normally work during a shutdown are needed for emergencies and public safety. He can't see any reason to keep working on oil and gas processing.
Of all the things that you're going to prioritize, I have no idea why you would prioritize oil and gas permitting of any kind.
He says the message coming from the BLM is clear. It's the same message he feels coming from President Trump.
This administration seems hell-bent on developing every last bit of fossil fuels on our public lands that they can.
Stephen Hall of the BLM says anyone opposed to the government continuing to process oil and gas permits simply opposes the industry.
I don't know that their opposition to how oil and gas may or may not have been occurring during the furlough is any different to their opposition to oil and gas in general.
He says the BLM conducted no work during the shutdown that required public comment or environmental analysis. Anything the agency worked on was already past those stages.
So it wasn't as if things were being done without the environmental review or without the public comment that would normally occur. That had already occurred.
The BLM didn't take any new applications to drill during the shutdown. Nonetheless, they were working.
I think what we're seeing is the Interior Department is keeping the lights on for the oil and gas industry.
That's Jesse Prentice Dunn, the policy director for the Center for Western Priorities. It's a conservation and public lands nonprofit in Denver. It kept track of oil and gas development on federal land during the shutdown. Prentice Dunn says it's not fair for the government to close to the public and stay open to the oil and gas industry.
What we don't want to see is playing favorites within the Bureau of Land Management and the Interior Department.
Now the government is open again and all BLM employees are back. Most are catching up on a month's worth of work and waiting for paychecks. But thanks to those who stayed busy over the shutdown, not all of the BLM's work is behind schedule. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.